Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testament, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign in to Zoom using the number 856-0112-7207, and the password is 22 4466. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. Our readings today are taken from Psalm 27, Joel 1 verses 1 to 14, and John 15 verses 1 to 11. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Our Apprenticeship.
And so Psalm, those who are interested on our websites, there will be publicity about our Lent program, and you have a person here on the screen, Lynn, who will be leading with another member of our church, Felicity, and we will go through Psalms. So if you're interested to do something for Lent, to a rhythm once a week, we will then meet, and more information will be given very soon on our website. So have a look. But this is Psalm 27. Speaking of God being our light and our salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid?
When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
Though a host encamped against me, my heart shall not be afraid. And though they rise up war against me, yet will I put my trust in him.
One thing have I asked of the Lord, and that alone I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to seek his will in his temple.
For in the day of trouble he shall hide me in his shelter. In the secret place of his dwelling shall he hide me, and set me high upon a rock.
And now shall he lift up my head above my enemies round about me.
Therefore will I offer in his dwelling an oblation with great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord.
Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy upon me and answer me.
My heart tells of your word. Seek my face. Your face, Lord, will I seek.
Hide not your face from me, nor cast your servant away in displeasure.
You have been my helper. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation.
Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up.
Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me on a level path, because of those who lie in wait for me.
Deliver me not into the will of my adversary. False witnesses have risen up against me, and those who breathe out violence.
I believe that I see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Wait for the Lord. Be strong, and he shall comfort your heart. Wait patiently for the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. God, our light and our salvation, illuminate our lives, that we may see your goodness in the land of the living, and looking on your beauty may be changed into the likeness of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
And our reading from the Old Testament is taken from the book of Joel, and we're starting at the first 14 verses of that book. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, son of Pethuel. Hear this, O elders, give ear, all inhabitants of the land. Has such a thing happened in our days, or in the days of your ancestors? Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. What the cutting locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. And what the swarming locust left, the hopping locust has eaten. And what the hopping locust left, the destroying locust has eaten. Wake up, you drunkards, and weep and wail, all you wine drinkers, over the sweet wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. A nation has invaded my land, powerful and innumerable. Its teeth are lion's teeth, and it has fangs of a lioness. It has laid waste my vines and splintered my fig trees. It has stripped off their bark and thrown it down. Their branches have turned white. Lament like a virgin dressed in sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering are cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn, the ministers of the Lord. The fields are devastated. The ground mourns. The grain is destroyed. The wine dries up. The oil fails. Be dismayed, you farmers. Wail, you vine dressers, over the wheat and the barley. The crops of the field are ruined. The vine withers, the fig trees droops. Pomegranate, palm and apple, all the trees of the field are dried up. Surely joy withers away among the people. Put on sackcloth and lament, you priests. Wail, you ministers of the altar. Come, pass the night in sackcloth, you minister of my God. Grain offering and drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament is taken from the Gospel of John.
John 15, verses 1 to 11. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you. I have a very short reflection, and reflection is this sort of to abide. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Christian at its heart are people who follow. They are apprentices of Jesus and Jesus' way. And make me think, if you want to learn a trade as an apprentice, you have to abide with your mentor. You have to be opened and willing to learn the skills and the experiences of a person who knows about the trade. If you want to be a builder, you learn the skills, you take the time to follow the instructions of a master builder. And basically, it is the same with our faith. To abide in Jesus is to learn from him how we are called to live out God's love for his world, God's love for his church. So the heart here is really about following the commands, and the commandments is that we love one another in this passage. Love one another as Jesus has loved us. Jesus has loved his disciples, has Jesus has loved all those he served while on earth. And in extension, how God loved us through Jesus by going all the way to the cross to die our death and to free us. So we're not there in Lent, but Lent is a great time to make space, to reflect, maybe to allow God, like in this passage, to prune us, that we might even be more fruitful. And that thought of being pruned, again, I'm not a very good gardener. Actually, I'm a very bad gardener. And I have no experiences of pruning branches of the vine pruning. But I know I've seen pictures, and it kind of looks horrible. It's really cutting deep and a lot. And it seems like there's not much left. And often, I think in my life, I'm happy for God to prune, just this little thing there. Maybe I'll stop this one. But am I really ready to be really pruned, kind of put to the bare minimum, or to come to the heart? I like this song that we have. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. And it's all about you. And sometimes the pruning is to coming to the heart of what life is really about. And it is really about loving God with all our hearts, our mind, our strength, and our will, and loving others as ourselves, all others. And we can only do that in his strength by abiding in the vine, which is Jesus, abiding in his love, abiding in his strength, and in his desire and purposes for others. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. And if we do that, keeping his commandments, following him the best we can, abiding in his purposes, then we will bear fruit, much fruit. And I'm not sure if it's this one, because it is by bearing fruit that we are honoring God. In a sense, we are reflecting his character and his purpose in our world. Lynn, is there something that you drop as a note? Sometimes you have a nice little note. And
no, I haven't. I was listening carefully to what you were saying. This is such a familiar passage, but it's such a rich passage that I suppose this leads me the times that I've been pruned. Those are the testing times, aren't they? Mm. And you wonder why something's happened. But if you hold fast, then something new will sprout again. And that certainly happened in my life, most definitely, 6 years ago when I joined St. James. Mm. And rich as my life was before in Christ, my life is richer still now. Although at the time it seemed a very strange, very strange thing. And I suppose I would say, don't look at other people and imagine their fruits, you know. I don't think that's a challenge to us. It's the fruit will happen, and we won't necessarily see it, but it will happen if we abide in him. His promise that he will give us an eternal peace. Mm-hmm. And so John's the most wonderful gospel, isn't it? It's just a wonderful gospel. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Thank you. Well, moving on that, I like this little responsory words of trusting in God with all our hearts. Trust in the Lord with all your hearts, and be not wise in your own sight. There is a response there.
Sorry, I was writing. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight.
In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight.
think it's a good start to pray for the day and its tasks, the world and its needs, and the church and her life. Let's pray. Thank you that at the heart of our faith is trust. Trust in you with all our hearts. Thank you for Lynn reminding us that we will bear fruit as we abide in you. And it's not about measuring or comparing ourselves, but about being faithful in what we've heard from you and walking into those projects or ways or activities you've called us into. And giving the freedom to others to follow their path as they seek to be faithful to you. But you also called us into a body, and that can be challenging to take time to listen to one another, to lay down sometimes what could be our own desire, our own plans, to submit them to you until we hear your voice of guiding us together so that we may bear fruit together as a body. So as we tonight meet as a PCC, help us to discern your ways. In these words, not to be wise in our own understanding, but to be submissive to your guidance, to your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you for the life and the growth we see among children and young people. And we pray with that growth, there is also needs for help us and lead us, especially with our young teenagers. So we continue to pray that you will guide us there.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.